Alexander was conceived during the Fifth World War, and the world people were warring, which leads to a fight for survival. The reasons for the wars are never mentioned, but we can infer that the war was about wealth, control, and power. His birth and natural mother situation will reflect the dire and uncertainty of the times. His mother dies immediately after birth and becomes a ward of Mary. In Mary's care, he is given the name of the greatest known warrior of many past centuries, Alexander. Mary basically schools and trains Alexander in world affairs and warfare inspired by her dead husband, Colonel John's aspirations. He is trained in the art of war, but also with an added twist of intellectual training. The child's natural, innate, unusual mental abilities to learn, retain information, analytic ability, 6, 7, and 8 senses, creates a one-of-a-kind warrior leader. As Alexander grows, he is tested mentally and physically, and the results are extraordinary. His leadership abilities are a conglomeration of many great leaders of the past, and his warrior abilities also reflect the many great warriors of the past. These attributions are tested during the examinations to enter the Ruffel Military Institute. 31 others and him survived the almost impossible trials and challenges of the test and lived. At the school, under Alexander's leadership, his class exceeds every standard school test, and after leaving the school, he is recruited to lead a secret special paramilitary unit, a secret weapon controlled and mandated by the World Congress and the world's president. All impossible missions assigned the operatives under the command of Alexander are completed successfully. As a result, when the president of the world is threatened, Alexander is called to head the president's personal security force. Under the watchful command of Alexander, all the president's threats to his health are disarmed and eliminated. Because of Alexander's unique style of leadership and peaceful character, he is voted to replace the president of the world, who desperately wants to retire. During his tenure as president of the world, for 2 years, the world experiences a period of peace and enlightenment. Then out of the blue, the world is faced with enslavement and domination from an advanced human race a galaxy away. Again, Alexander's leadership is tested, and he leads the world people to an almost impossible victory. The world will enjoy a long peace. After a total of 10 years, Alexander retires as the president of the world. He and his family go home. He and his family will enjoy the leisurely life of the country.
It's horse time! Ladies and gentlemen, welcome. It's Saturday, and you know what that means.
It's not!
It's a day. It's another day.
It's Friday, and welcome to an all-new episode of Horse Time here on Podzilla 1985, on the Podzilla 1985 Network. My name is Shannon Young. I'm going to be your host tonight, and after reading excerpts from this book that we are going to talk about, I almost had a fucking stroke and died, but I'm here. I'm awake. I'm alive. And we're going to jump right into it. With me tonight, of course, we've got Double H.
He enters the Ruffel Military Institute. I haven't gotten to use my movie theater voice in a long time. That was fun.
We also got with us tonight, Kaz.
Commotion.
coked up Fox is with us tonight.
Who surprisingly is not the author of the book.
It could be. I hear on the grapevine that you're getting a signed copy of that book.
Yes.
I am trying. There's a distinct possibility that person is seeing this, and if so, we need to have a chat.
Boy, it's Fox time tonight. It's a thing.
Something happened.
I feel like that fucking Fox, that's how I looked reading the fucking book. That was my expression as I'm reading the excerpts from that fucking thing.
Tell this. You got to tell the story. We're keeping the people in the dark here. Explain.
Yeah, they don't have a fucking clue what's going on.
All right. So
they're like, Ace, earlier today, we started dropping all this in the Call of Duty chat, and he's like, "What are you people talking about? Is this the new zombies?" Oh,
so
yes, actually.
Really quick, Michaela, yes, the guy that wrote this book is from Perryville. He's a former substitute teacher in Perryville. And I talked to Derek Boxdorfer about it. Actually, I talked to Derek about him, and I talked to Maria about him. They both know him. They both said he was a pretty cool dude. I guess this is proof. You can be nice and be fucking clueless when it comes to writing, because Jesus Christ.
Just ain't their forte.
I do have to ask, though, Michaela, you said, is that your real name? Is that really your name? Me? Which one of us? Kaz?
Seaman?
Shannon.
What? Oh, Shannon. I'm just talking about autocorrect. Sorry, that's verbal autocorrect.
So this book, it's called, what is it called again? Alexander.
Alexander, The Forging of a Warrior President.
Written by a former substitute teacher from Perryville. Hunter found this and he told us about it, and we have been obsessed with it. Now, you guys know me. You should know me by now. I have a weird obsession with terrible things. My attachment to terrible things is why I'm still alive, because I'm so terrible I can't get rid of it. Yeah? No? Okay. Anyway, there's Cool Cat and Derek Savage. There's Neil Breen. I have a love of these things. What's that other author we made fun of for a while? What was his name?
Tanner is gonna be very upset. It's
the one that's always doing the butt stuff.
Yeah,
whatever his name was.
I can't think of his name off the top of my head.
But I have an obsession with him. Hunter Brothers, I don't think I've ever read anything that I've loved as much as this. I want to read you more excerpts from this, because it is absolutely incredible. The book is 120 pages long. That's it. It's 120 pages.
That's a no.
As I was reading it, it very much fits our sense of humor. Mm. As I was reading the description of it, and it came to my attention actually a long time ago, and I had totally forgot about it, but it just recently came back across my radar. So I looked it up, found it on Amazon. What I read to you is the description of the book from Amazon. However, if you go to Amazon, you can read what I believe are the first like 22 pages of the book. It's a pretty significant chunk.
Yeah.
It only gets crazier and worse. It is just the wildest.
Did you read all 22 pages?
Oh yeah.
I read
the whole
thing.
Dude, okay. I got to page 3 and I tapped out. No. No.
I had time.
It draws you in, it seems. Isn't that an author's job?
I mean, it's terrible. Here's the
Kaz,
one.
As an author, just really quick, as an author, I'm not published though, like this motherfucker, so fuck me, right? But as a guy
I still gotta figure out the situation there. Is it self-published? Apparently it's through a company, but like, is it his company?
I don't know.
Well, there's no reviews on Amazon. If the three of us were to review it, there would be 3 reviews on Amazon.
There's also only 1 copy left and has been for some time. It's $11.63.
And he would absolutely get 5 stars from all of us, no doubt. No doubt.
Oh, by tomorrow, that might be no copies left. And
there you go.
Availability coming in 2022.
There you go.
And
when you receive it, it's literally fucking like a composition notebook.
Yeah, it's a sketchbook with this cover taped to it.
The person who made me aware of it, I recently discovered, not only has a copy, has a like an actual, I don't know if it's hardback, but like has an actual copy of the book. It's an autographed copy. And the story, much like the actual book, continues to get better because they did not request this autographed copy or a copy at all. It showed up in their mailbox one day. Apparently put there by the dude who wrote it.
I feel this is the equivalent. So. This is the equivalent of like me and my ex-girlfriend were in St. Louis and we went to Micro Center. And as we come out of Micro Center, there's just this dude handing out his rap CD. That's the equivalent of it. It's like, I'm an author.
Yeah.
Here's my book. I guess as an author, I've read through this and it does not grab you. One, he gives the entire story away on the back cover. That's the entire story. Yeah.
What I read to you is a summary of the plot.
He spoils the entire story. And two, after reading through 3 pages of it, no. Like, oh my God, there is a level. Most computers have spell check built in, And like how this, oh my God.
Also, I don't know if you noticed, it was published in 2017. So it's 4 years old at this point. Something I was going to point out earlier, the one, because I am also someone who reads these kinds of things on a regular basis. Without saying much more there. So maybe not an author, but you know, I have my credentials. It's not like it's all just complete and total insanity. There's clearly a plot thread there. And the thing that's the most like disappointing / frustrating is once you get about halfway through the preview, it becomes the most smack on the head, obvious, least subtle Christ allegory you've ever seen. I mean, that's what it is. Literally, the woman who's charged with taking care of him as a baby is Mary. Her name is Mary. And then her husband, John, is the one who's like the one who like all his teachings are what caused him to be this great leader or whatever. I don't know. I know is it becomes this really like the term holy is used more than once out of nowhere when nothing religious is discussed. That's the one part that I'm like, I almost wish that wasn't there because then it would sink into full parody level, but there's some self-awareness and it's really disappointing.
I got to say, hold on. As a published author, we're talking about it. So that's a plus for this person. What was his name? Who's the author?
Amand Williams, I think. Yeah.
Is that how you pronounce it?
Also, really quick, Maria, do you actually have... She says she's got an autographed copy, too.
Oh.
So...
Did she find it in her mailbox as well?
Probably.
Showed up.
Maria, if you do, I need you to take a selfie with it and send it to me, and we're going to put it on the show, because that is incredible.
Yes.
I'd like to read you some of my favorite excerpts from it. Like,
are they the ones I sent you earlier today?
Well, there's a couple that we've been sending back and forth in the Call of Duty chat. Like, the scene will be this is just randomly from it. The scene will be an unknown village somewhere on an island in the Atlantic Ocean where a nameless ragtag woman will make a mark on the future of the world's existence by her gift, which she will leave behind. What? Hold on, there's more.
It's like Charlie and Dennis.
The
elite power. Good.
The years of maturing and nurturing of a lone individual from birth to adulthood will make this single event and destiny prediction possible. What the fuck are you... All right, hold on, there's more. Only time can hold or tell the future of humankind, and always man have depended on the blessing and care of the Creator to provide for continued existence and protection. Charlie, you can't read or write, man.
Helped by the present situation of world affair making what will transpire possible, the birth of a holy one in terms of the warfare. That's not even a sentence, dude. That's not even a sentence.
It needs to be pointed out that Olivia just will be the proud owner of the last copy apparently Amazon has.
No!
So it is gone.
Olivia, no!
It's purchased?
Olivia just bought that.
Are you kidding?
All $9.99 or whatever.
I love that we just sold a book.
We just sold your fucking book for you, dude.
We're not even 15 minutes into the show.
As a mother,
we sold a book.
As a mother, she will only want the child to be healthy and not a girl, so not to inherit her legacy of life. What the fuck does that mean?
Shannon, I just posted one into the chat here. Will you do me a favor and just read that, please?
Yeah, I got you. I got you.
That's a good one. That's a good one.
Yeah, this is my favorite one.
All right, here we go. Let me pull this back up. All this is taking place while his mother wanders aimlessly in the streets until she thinks of the only place that she will be welcome. In a village forgotten by men in time, Jesus Christ, a child who care not of birth or life, rest and sometime moves in the womb of the village bicycle. I'm sorry, bicycle, one who has been rode by most of the males in the village, knocks on the door of the village only saloon. The mother hopes, which have two folds, to rid herself of the pain in her womb and to see and hold her newborn in her arms. This will be her first child, and though she has not figured out how she will feed, clothes, and care for the child, okay, she tells her weakened body and mind to focus on one thing at a time. First birth, then life challenges in her womb. Oh my God. I wasn't ready for that line. I got to read it again. It messed me up. In a village forgotten by men and time, a child who care not of birth or life rest and sometime moves in the womb of the village bicycle. One who has been rode by most of the males in the village. Jesus Christ, Amand.
Again, after poetry. That, I added this part and I said, I'm starting to think that this guy does not really like.
That's poetry.
I think he has an agenda here. Shannon, add that part to it, if you would, please.
A shadow fall on the dead mother's body on the pile of dead. So what?
Oh my god. So what?
Oh my god.
This is a bestseller. This is on the Jackson, Missouri bestseller list.
Oh, it is now.
There is a slime hole.
Yeah. Apparently it is fucking now. That's for true.
My favorite thing is when the spelling and grammar mistakes cause it to mean a whole different thing. Because that was supposed to say there is a slim hope,
yeah,
but there's an E there, and now there's a slime hope.
There's a slime hope. Slime hope.
That shit done went back to Nickelodeon.
Oh my god. Why would he refer to the mother as the village bicycle?
Because it'd be ridden. Apparently,
I can explain the whole situation with two words, Shannon. They're right there for you.
yep.
Home to school.
Emphasis on the home ed.
For the record,
the home and ed come together.
for the record, I was home to school. So
hold on. I saw your text there, and I was like, bam. Home ed.
Oh my god.
Yeah, but you wouldn't know anything about the village salon or saloon, depending on the sentence.
This is true.
Occasionally it's a salon, sometimes it's a saloon. It's whatever it needs to be in the moment.
Look,
Cody said?
Yeah, Cody's in the chat. You guys can't see, but Cody said, I'm starting to think the whole let everyone publish their own work thing may have its shortcomings. Yeah, I'd say so. Look, it's not like we wouldn't, it's not like us to like the rag on some independent writer or an independent artist.
He's an artist, man.
But in this case, and also we sold his book, so we have the right to make fun of him.
I was going to say, look, beyond the allegory that I was talking about earlier, which again is the most disappointing thing to me, because I wish it was just wholly brand new. Mm. This is the book version of The Room to me. It's got to be. Yeah. This is some Tommy Wiseau. Yeah. Like,
this is true
no
on
self-awareness whatsoever. This is, he's genuinely admitted to this. And again, at the end of the day, I know we're laughing, but like, you got a reaction.
Yeah.
You got a reaction.
I mean, motherfucker just made $15 today. So,
right?
He sold
an
a book.
Hour well done.
He just got a text message that said, you sold a book, and he spit his fucking juice out and was like, what?
He's like, God damn, I sent that in 2017.
He probably looked at his phone and said, I wrote a book.
This motherfucker wrote a book 4 years ago, and it took an episode of Horse Time to sell a fucking version.
Sold his first fucking copy.
Well, from now on, the show's brought to you by that copy of that book.
This isn't even a Horse Time anymore. This is officially a book club. And we're gonna
book club.
Oh dear God!
It's Horse Time, the Forging of a Warrior podcast.
Yeah, that's. I think my favorite and least favorite part of the whole thing is, aside from the Jesus stuff, the allegory, or, you know, the symbolism and all that. It's just the fact that even if you took that out, the main character is so goddamn perfect in every single way
it's the Gary Stu.
Yeah, it's top the most to bottom, it's the most boring character you've ever. He has no faults. His only fault is his mother was the town bicycle, apparently. That is his only fault.
I don't know if you read far enough into it because you said you only made it a little ways in.
Yeah.
And I had a fucking stroke. Discussion about him like literally having like thoughts and dreams in the womb, and so there's all this of like, you know, him thinking of him being a great leader.
I did read that, come on man.
I will say this, what you could do is somebody could actually, like, if you're out there in the world of Podzilla 1985, if you go on Amazon, Olivia, if you read it, be honest, go to Amazon and rate it. And also go ahead and throw a little Podzilla at 1985.
Tell them that's why you bought it in the first place, because you heard
that's
it.
Why you bought
you
it?
Heard it referred to on Podzilla 1985.
Yes.
Michaela, what if he listens to Horse Time on Spotify? You're welcome.
You're right? Welcome.
Yeah.
This is all for you. This is for you, Amand Williams.
Oh, man.
Jesus. All right. Well, that's the show.
Well, that's our show for tonight. Yeah.
That's the show.
See you later.
Things could definitely change.
It's a good one to go out on. You know what I hate about this? I don't think I smile more than when I do this fucking show. I'm like constantly smiling, and I hate it.
You want to smile more?
No, you don't.
I got a way you can probably smile more.
Watch his drink.
You got you. No. Is Mikey still around?
No, look at his. Look at his fucking eyes. He's toasted, is what he is. He's unlike.
Look at that horse. His eyes are going two different directions.
Hold on, there's Mikey.
Oh no!
Oh, there it is.
Hello.
Now I got a little thing I want to. It's for Mikey.
Oh.
Something. This is a fan-made handmade that has come to me from an individual that enjoys this show quite a bit. And I figured that many of you would probably like something.
No. That's a horse puppet. That's a horse puppet.
What?
Are you
it is
kidding?
A what?
Oh my god!
It's actually horse time.
Oh my god!
It is
that
horse
is
time.
That is incredible.
Hold up. What up, y'all? I'm a horse.
I love how behind it is. It doesn't.
No. That is incredible.
This is a monumental episode of the show. We got a fan-made handmade horse time puppet.
So
we got a book sold.
Oh my god. We've been doing this for so long that we're going on our sixth year of Podzilla 1985. And there's not a lot anymore that like surprises me because we've been pretty successful. But every time something like this happens where someone makes a puppet based on one of our shows, or they make t-shirts based on it or whatever, it blows my mind every time that people care that much. And it especially blows my mind.
This particular show.
It especially blows my mind for Horse Time. The show's called Horse Time.
I'm a horse.
And it wasn't for like half the show.
No, it was the legendary PZ85 group chat podcast for happiness or something like that. I always forget part of the story. People always ask, like, where did you come up with Horse Time? And it was Asa, but I always forget the context. It was because we were doing PW. He was talking about War Horse.
Me and you, it was one of the, there it is. You and I were on one of the very last episodes of PW that we did, and it was all four of us, me, you, Asa, and Dalton. And he brought up War Horse was wrestling on some indie show, and you were like, I'm sorry, the man's name is War Horse? And he goes, yeah, no, when he comes out, like, they usually, you know, do a whole thing about, like, they'll go, it's horse time when he's coming out. And you and I lost
horse time. He was making fun of Michael Cole doing the boss time for Sasha Banks because he was it's boss time. And we just put horse in there. And when we heard horse time, we lost our shit. And we thought, well, that's the name from now on. That's the show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I had to lobby a little bit for it because I think it was Tanner who was like, no, we're not calling it. And I was like, yeah, we are. Tanner,
yeah.
It's done.
Yeah.
We're calling the show Horse Time.
Fortunately, in that particular case, I don't give a fuck what Tanner says. So we changed the title anyway.
It's done.
What was it before? Time. I missed that.
It was the PZ85.
The legendary PZ85 group chat podcast for happiness. Because
fuck
it was
that.
Literally
no.
just a Friday night show. But, well, yeah, that's the thing.
No, over no,
time,
no.
The legendary PZ85 group chat no longer includes two of its legendary members.
Wait,
there's
two?
Just five of us now.
Who's the other
one? Ace is gone, too.
Oh, did he really?
Asa. He dipped out back in November and just didn't come back. And, you know, I don't blame him. I mean, look, at this point, we've said it more than once. It used to be that I had a group chat. I had the PZ85 group chat, and that was it.
The legendary one.
And now I've got...
Legendary.
Well, we didn't call it that at the time, but now I've got the Call of Duty one, so that we know when we're getting on to play together. I've got one for AD. I've got that one. I've got the PZ85 plays one, which, of course, is critical, because we got to, you know, coordinate. Oh, excuse me. I've got the I Want to Believe one so that we can keep stories and stuff all straightened. I had too many group chats, man.
Yeah.
At this point, I'm only keeping the original one because I think that's the only one that... Well, Cody's in the plays one. It's the only one Dalton's in. Because I'm not the PWU one anymore. I left that since we're not doing the show anymore. And then I feel like there was somebody else. I can't remember. But yeah, it's just I now have to go in and pick, like, okay, which one I'm going to send a link to somebody, like, who would this be most beneficial to? Mm-hmm. The Pokemon stuff from earlier today, I sent to the AD one because I'm like, okay, well, Lindsay will see that, and that'll be her. She'll want to check in on that, and that's where we'll talk about that.
I want to circle back. Sorry, I want to circle back.
No, good. Please stop me.
He's so
drunk. No, you're good.
He's so drunk.
No.
So
I'm empty.
Drunk.
That's what I am. I'm empty. There's no sparkle. See? No sparkle. So the point is this here.
Fan-made handmade.
Anybody out there watching the show, if you enjoy Horse Time, Fan-made handmade,
or any of the shows.
Or any of the shows. I Want to Believe, or Nerd Up, or the PZ85 plays.
I want to see your art of the PZ85 plays cast. I want to see the who you envision their characters to be.
Jane, fan of the show here, made the most fucking awesome new spokesman.
It's killing me, man. It really is killing me.
That's amazing.
And Mankey, I want to note, Mankey was an inspiration on this simply because of a particular part.
I'd like to field a question from Michaela. Do you really want to believe? Yes.
Yeah.
This kind of stuff is amazing.
That was a big crux of that show, actually. Shannon, you and I and Tanner had a pretty rounded discussion about that one day, about how the name of the show fits so appropriately, especially I don't want to say especially for me, but for me in particular, I can say, you know, it's in case you didn't catch that, the short version of it is that I don't necessarily believe in all the stories we come across. I'm pretty skeptical about most of the stuff that we get, but I want to believe that these things can be at least possible, because if for no other reason than it makes the world more interesting, it makes the universe more interesting.
I want to believe because, you know, I have a, I don't want to get too deep or too like real with y'all, but I have a genuine interest in like UFOs and aliens, because like Hunter said, I want things to be more interesting, and you hate to think that we're the only speck of life in an entire universe or multiple universes or whatever. But on a more personal note, when it comes to the paranormal and stuff like that, I want to believe in that, and I want to discover these things for myself. It goes back to we mentioned on the sort of pre-show that Kaz and I did, where we were just dicking around with the equipment, that both my parents have passed, and I've actually lost quite a few people that I've really cared about, and I want to believe that they are in a better place, that they are still existing somewhere. So every time we come across evidence of like, when I go ghost hunting with Tanner, you know, we do stuff like that. I'm not trying to be rich. I'm not trying to be famous. I genuinely want to find these things out for myself, because I want to know that my mother and my father are somewhere and not nowhere. So that's why I want to believe. It's very personal for me. Tanner, I think, is just crazy.
I feel obligated, because a minute ago Michaela said that I need to do the alphabet in reverse.
Yes, she did, because we can't give you a breathalyzer. Yes, go for
all
it.
Right, should I do that? All right, all right. Here we go. Z Y X W V U T S R Q P O N M L K I J I H G F E D C B.
You already said D E, so no. I would take you to jail. You said D E.
I said D C.
I'm gonna take you to jail. He's thinking about it. Did I say D E? You did. We'll go back. We'll go back and listen to it later. Yeah.
Can you read back a minute?
Z-Way.
Yeah, do the minutes again. Z-Way. Z-Way.
Z-Way. To be fair, Kaz, I can't even do the alphabet backwards. I really can't.
Yeah, I don't, that's a weird... I mean, as long as you give me time to stop and think about it, that's fine, but that's a very weird way to judge sobriety, I think.
It really is.
Yeah.
Actually, a lot of the sobriety tests are an odd way of judging somebody.
Well, I mean, odd if you actually want to get
like a Michael Jackson dance in the middle of the street.
I was going to say, not so odd if you just want to take people to jail, but
that's usually how it plays out. Here's a big pen. Your eyes wiggling.
Let's say, is that spicy? That's a spicy take, I think.
Hey, hot where take. Would they, where, hot take. Where would they send Fan-made handmade, Shannon?
Ooh.
Fuck if I know.
I mean,
if it's just, okay, if it's just pictures, if you're going to send us pictures of something, then
make this up. It's
we'll send it to fanmadehandmade@podzilla1985.com because that already works. Anything that goes to @podzilla1985.com works. So send it to fanmadehandmade@podzilla1985.com. Now, if it's an actual object, one of y'all putting your address out there, I ain't doing it.
Normally, nope. I have things sent to the store, so we can just do that. 709 Broadway Street, Cape Girardeau, Missouri, 63701. You can send it there. Yes. But I would love to see artwork from Podzilla 1985. I know Ciro's done it quite a bit of it. I would love to see anything that this show inspires.
It doesn't look like this. I do want to see it. Shannon, do you know what that is?
I especially want to see that. That looks like a Anna Weeb.
Who specifically do you believe that is? That's an anime version of them.
Hunter, I feel like I actually know this. I'm gonna put it. Hold on, let me put it up on the show real quick. But I think I actually know.
Talking about the one with the mannequin first, or the other one?
Yeah.
No, we already know who that is. It says or what her name is.
Oh, asshole. That's true.
It's okay. The most recent one there.
Okay.
Shannon, what did you want me to make a while ago?
Just some text that says, what was it? Fanmadehandmade@podzilla1985.com. You could send pictures of, the thing. Yeah. Hold on.
Who is it, Shannon?
Hold on. I got to show it to the audience first. I want them to see it. Okay. I went to the wrong place here. Okay. So here is the picture, and the question is, who is it? All right, Hunter, I'm going to take a swing at this. I think I know this.
Okay.
That's George Washington.
I'm gonna post an image. We're going to see if you're correct. Shannon, that's anime George Washington.
Yes! I got to put that on here, too. Hold on. Michaela guessed that it was Ethan. Good guess.
Ethan, founder of the country.
Same dude.
Same energy. Dude. They have the same energy.
I keep saving these Shannon, pictures to the wrong place. Fuck.
Shannon, what's the address to the game store?
709 Broadway.
There you go.
Cape Girardeau, Missouri. 63701. And just for the record, I'm also leaving this up for the rest of the show.
I'm not leaving this the whole time, but...
No, you're not, because we could probably get sued for that.
That's probably true. But
we're gonna leave that dollar bill up too.
Cool things that are digital, send to the email up here, fanmadehandmade@podzilla1985.com.
Hunter, originally, and you said...
Things that are not anthrax, send to this address.
Yeah, don't send me anthrax.
I said what now?
You know, somebody once tried to send me one of those... it's the box that when you open it, it has all of the like the
glitter,
the glitter bomb or whatever.
Okay. Yeah.
But,
glitter bomb.
But I'm not an idiot. So when I saw it, I opened it up really slowly and nothing spilled out. So someone just wasted a bunch of money. And I'm pretty sure it was Price. He swears up and down he didn't do it, but he's the only idiot I know stupid enough to be an idiot like that. So
that checks out. Yeah, I could see that. I could see that being the case.
That's it, Hunter. Originally,
he's also my number one suspect.
You said that you. Plus, he was always trying to prank, and he thought he was a good pranker, and he was not.
Yeah.
Hunter, you said you wanted to do something about like ask us our top five anything. I'm curious about this.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. So just spontaneous top five whatever, and then everybody's got to come up with them on the spot. No googling, no thinking about it, all that stuff. It was something that Jared Smith, who I think watches the show occasionally,
used to at
he
least
had mentioned. Yeah, he had done on his Facebook, and it's the kind of thing I can't do on Facebook, man. But he had posted it, and it kind of blew up. And I was like, that's kind of cool. So yeah, top five spontaneous whatever, and make them happen. Yeah.
How do we get the questions from the crowd?
Yeah.
Yeah. Why not?
Michaela will ask.
Also, cast
they're the threatening to arrest me.
It's that one.
So what? Do we wait in silence until they ask a question? Top five snacks.
Wow, you already got
one.
Well,
Michaela with the quickness.
Michaela, you are. That's why you're an all-star. But Lindsay, Maria, Olivia, Jason, Barry, Jack Swan, all of you.
What?
That's people. All right, top five snacks. Off the top of my head, I can name them off really quick. Funyuns, Reese's Peanut Butter Cups, Now, are we talking about snacks as in like sugary snacks or just things I snack on?
Nope. You can't question it. You just got to go.
Go with it.
All right. Yeah. Funyuns, Reese's Peanut Butter Cups, grapes, Slim Jims, and oh God.
Grape Nos.
Is that a snack? All right.
Yeah.
It's food.
What? Pepsi.
Yeah.
Pepsi. Because if you're going to do that, it's going to be Pepsi. Yeah.
That's fair. All right. Yeah, let's go.
That's a thing. Oh, me? Okay. I don't
what
know.
What the fuck? You made my snacks are trash. Sorry.
So, whiskey, milk, beef.
Beef.
Beef. Sometimes when I get a little hanker in between meals, I just grab some beef
and some milk,
salad snacks, and salad. What? I like Slim Jims too.
All right, I'm out of here, guys. You have a good night.
I gotta grab a screenshot of this list, and I'm stealing it. Okay. Lay's lightly salted chips, like the original Lay's. You can get them lightly salted and they taste a lot better. They're not super greasy. This is so much harder than I thought it was gonna be.
Man,
I also like grapes, so I'm putting them up there. I also like grapes. Candy. Gummy bears. I like gummy bears quite a bit too. And also Boston baked beans, those things are dope. And even though Boston baked beans have peanuts in them, I'm going to stick with that. And cashews. Cashews are very good as well.
Okay.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Are those trash, Michaela?
It's done.
I'm going to flip you off.
That's his.
Damn it.
You can't do it.
Can't do it. All right. Let's
you gotta,
just
you flip it like a
switchblade.
Switchblade.
Yeah. Maybe we should have capped this that you can only do one per person because Michaela has like 20. But fuck it. We're going to do all of them.
We'll bounce them around, see if you got somebody else's, and then we'll come back around.
Not yet. Top 5 favorite Panic at the Disco songs. Well, I know like 3 songs, so my list is easy. Geez. High Hopes. Lying is the most fun a girl can have without taking her clothes off. Does the one with Taylor Swift count? It counts. Me, even though it's Brandon Urie, it still counts and it's good. And that's all the ones that I know, so.
I don't know. I did the best I can.
Hunter? Maria, what do you mean you don't have any?
Tragedies. That's the obvious one.
Right. Which one?
All right, sins, not tragedies.
Not tragedies. Yeah.
Haven't you people ever heard of Closing the Goddamn Door?
Sarah Smiles. I gotta give him that one. Hey, Look Ma, I Made It. Say Amen. Oh man, I don't remember any of their old stuff anymore. I put Victorious on there too when it works.
Well, Hunter,
I don't love Panic at the Disco, man. I really don't.
Do you not like High Hopes?
No.
Really?
Dude, okay. You have to know that doing what I occasionally do for sporting events, I have heard High Hopes approximately 8 million times. I can't. I can't with any. It's that and Fall Out Boy Centuries. If I never hear either of those songs again, I can die happy. Like they're just the worst. Overplayed to death on every pop station, overplayed at every sporting event. Just ugh.
Kaz, do you have a top 5? Panic at the Disco?
Panic at the Disco.
All right.
It's that exclamation point that really gets me because it's not Panic at the Disco. It's Panic at the Disco.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I gotta clear that up. There we go.
All right.
Panic at the Disco.
We'll bounce down to the others that go back to Michaela's. Top 5 musicals. This one's easy. Phantom of the Opera. Okay, I'm going to count movies, too. Phantom of the Opera, Moulin Rouge. this isn't as easy as I thought it was going to be. Repo the Genetic Opera. Shit. I'm blanking on musicals now. Little Shop of Horrors. Weird. I love Little Shop of Horrors. And let's just say for the fun of it, why not? Because it's gory. The Demon Barber of Fleet Street.
Sweeney Todd.
Sweeney Todd. That's a good list. That's a good list.
Good list. Especially number three. What's number three? Like, shit was a good play. I think it got.
What was number three?
What was one? I can't see it very big. What was the first four? Phantom of the Opera,
Repo, Mulan, Mustafa Horse, Moulin Rouge. Todd. What was the other one?
Moulin Rouge.
Moulin Rouge. Okay.
When did you say Moulin Rouge?
That was like my second one. You're drunk.
There you go.
Thank you. All right.
Rojuju. All right, I got this. It's Hamilton makes the list, even though it's brand new.
Tanner just got an erection.
Makes the list. And this is in no particular order, just for the record.
Right.
Guys and Dolls. Guys and Dolls is a great one. I was in that. I enjoyed that one a lot. Wicked is way better than it has any right being. I really enjoy that one too. Rent has got to make that list.
Yeah.
And because I'm trying to stick to just stage stuff, for nostalgia's sake, I'm going to throw in Oklahoma too. I was also in Oklahoma, so that one gets a pass.
So, damn,
I was in both Oklahoma and Guys and Dolls.
So. Maria just pointed it out. If you watch my reaction before she posted that, I just realized it at the same time. I want to take off Sweeney Todd and throw on instead American Idiot, the Broadway version, because I have listened to that soundtrack a million times. I know it. I mean, obviously, I do it by heart anyway, because it was American Idiot.
Get rid of Repo. You would get rid of Repo. That way you have all stage. All stage plays.
That's true. Yeah, because Repo the Genetic Opera is good, but it's not American Idiot. All right, Kaz, what's your five favorite musicals? Yeah.
This is going to be
Come
tricky.
On, California boy.
Let's see. He already took Hamilton. So
I mean, you could have it too.
We'll start off with Avenue Q.
Okay. That's a good choice.
Which is a really good one. I know it's going to sound weird, but West Side Story is actually...
That's not weird.
One weird
interesting. That's a damn good one. Book of Mormon.
Yeah, good call. I still have not gotten to see that, but I've heard nothing but good stuff about it.
That's a good one.
Man, I hear that both, not to interrupt your list, but I hear that both of the Mean Girls and the Heathers stage shows are both really good. I've heard nothing but good stuff about them, too.
I'm just sad that the people that go, if they go to see Heathers, may or may not know that it's based on a pretty good cult classic semi-horror film.
I sincerely doubt that anybody who goes to see that does not know that.
You'd be surprised, man.
I don't think I would. No, people pay an awful lot of money to go see those shows. Lion King,
live action, definitely. Mm-hmm. Actually, mm-hmm. I would probably rank that one up in the top three.
That's why we do no particular order.
That's the no particular order. I like that. Hairspray is coming to mind. I'm not sure if it's a top five, but it's just one that's coming into my brain.
Yeah, that's good.
Not a fan of ABBA, so the whole Mamma Mia thing, not really my jam. Mm-hmm.
Jesus Christ Superstar. Mm-hmm.
You know what? Nope. No. Here we go.
No, that and the Technicolor Dreamcoat both pretty lame. There you go.
Superstar.
Man, I know they're not the same thing at all, but every time I don't get them confused, but like if I hear Moulin Rouge, Chicago disappears from my head and vice versa. They're not the same thing, but they overlap each other for some reason for me.
Shit.
I can see that.
Hunter, we forgot one of the best ones that you and I both love and talk about all the time. The Nightman Cometh.
Dayman.
Fighter of the Nightman. Champion of the Sun.
You gotta pay the troll toll.
If you want to get this boy's soul. Are you saying boy's soul or boy's hole?
I feel obligated to bring up the fact that my wife came into the room for a second because she's a theater kid, Steven. She went to school for theater and literally mouthed to me, "Do you need help?"
She threw you a lifeline.
Threw me a lifeline. Straight up, I wanted to be a millionaire. I think I held my own, though. I think I held it.
Don't forget
that was my intention.
Don't forget Spam-a-Lot.
I did.
True. I forgot about Spam-a-Lot. Oh, now I feel bad.
No, it's forgotten. Nope, I don't.
Why is this?
I have said it before. I'll say it again. Monty Python is just—it's fine. I just don't love it.
No, I can't agree with that. Monty Python is up there with me.
Yeah.
Top five.
I think it just never got to me at the right time. That was a problem.
Not the Flying Circus. but when they went more mainstream.
See, I don't like Monty Python simply because, like, again, I grew up with Mr. Show. I grew up with Saturday Night Live, Strangers with Candy, Kids in the Hall, play, you know, things like that. So
yes.
It's hard for me to get into Monty Python at this point. Top five places in the world you would want to stop and pee at.
What? Does that mean pee at or pee on?
Either one, I think. And I'm going to start. I'm going to start with number one, Rush Limbaugh's grave. Fred Phelps' grave. Westboro Baptist Church in general. Ireland, because that means I'm in Ireland. And apparently on the village bicycle, Mary, because she what good is she anyway?
I like that he then explained what he meant by that, like no one got it. That's maybe my favorite part of that bit.
Oh, so that's my favorite. That's my five.
Yeah, I have no idea how to spell this moron's fucking name, so I'm leaving it like that.
Mary?
No, the dead guy, Rush Limbaugh.
Oh, it's fine. Hunter, something less controversial than my answers, please.
All right, so off the top of some really tall stuff, because that's the best way to go, right? So we got to go Empire State Building. There's your classic. Let's also
Man,
go
that might Burj. Kill somebody.
I know, that's the idea.
Burn Khalifa, them like a laser.
That's the tallest deal.
That yeah, will kill that somebody.
Absolutely.
Terminal velocity.
Yeah. What's another good one? The what's the Ferris wheel in the UK? What do they call that thing?
Oh, I know this.
In London.
Yeah. It's
it's in Legion.
It's on
it's
the river.
Watchdogs Legion.
It's on the River Thames.
It's on Thames. Yeah. On the River Thames.
We're American. We just call it the big ass English Ferris wheel.
Big ass English Ferris wheel. Fine. Sure, that's fine.
Yeah, I can't think of the actual name of it.
Also, I don't think it was from this. Actually, Maria might know this. And Lindsay might know it if she's still watching. In Inuyasha. The ending song, there's a Ferris wheel that looks exactly like it, but because it's Japanese, I don't know if it's the same one. Is there a Ferris wheel in Japan too, or is it the same one? Let me know. Go ahead.
The arch, like open up a window, I can just do it, you know, from the arch, that'll work. The St. Louis Arch. And then what am I leaving out? I'm leaving something out. Everest. We gotta put an actual mountain on there. Everest.
Hey, man. Yeah,
that'll work.
But if you pee on Mount Everest, won't you just be peeing on the ground in front of you? You'll just be on Everest upon. Okay.
I mean, I'll get to the edge. We'll find a little ledge.
But you got to pee fast because there ain't no oxygen up there. So
like, yeah, I know.
And
the idea is it's like I can just bounce in, freeze. Do it, and get out of there.
Right.
You might end up with frozen penis.
I mean, I'm not going to do it.
You got to think about the repercussions.
We're not making plans here, Cass.
Kaz, your turn.
I don't know.
I'll be right back. I'm gonna run.
I liked yours, except for apparently I wrote Ireland and not Ireland. So I like these except for that one. Rush, Fred Phelps, and Westboro in general, those are pretty good. You know, I probably should have been thinking about this more. Yeah, we're doing this. But as far as things, I would
the alcohol has gotten to your brain, so you can't focus.
This is true. Yeah. This is true. I don't know. I might take a tour around the world to pee on old dictator graves.
That's a good one. That's a good one.
And I think that pretty much handles five and then all the rest.
Okay. All right. let's get a new one here. Let's do one from a Jane. Top five cutest animals. This is all right. This one I can do. First off is a kitten, because to me kittens are tops. The Aye-Aye. You ever seen the Aye-Aye? It's Aye-Aye. Hunter, do you know what an Aye-Aye is?
I don't.
It's look it up. Its appearance is so weird that these things are actually they're actually killed in other countries.
It's a little lemur.
Yes, but they are killed because they're bad omens, and that really sucks because they're adorable. I love them.
He has a special thin middle finger. Maybe he can teach you some things.
Son of a bitch.
Hold on, I'm gonna be able to bring this in for all intents.
Take that Alexander picture down. I'm tired of looking at that half man, half warrior president.
He is a warrior, though. You got to admit that.
Well, he's forged in it. Yeah.
He's forged in it. Forged in the warrior.
He fought in the fifth, sixth. Oh, by the way, we should mention the first line of the book is that war has been outlawed.
Yeah, well, that's all you got to do.
And also, nobody measures time anymore because they found it to be unnecessary. Yeah, that's an eye.
Yeah, I think he's sticking his tongue out, or that might be his chin. I'm not sure.
And that's not even the worst. That's not even the worst picture I've seen of one. I saw one that looked completely disheveled. I think that's what they're afraid of. Well, Hunter, what they're afraid of is a perfectionist. Those being,
is that what it is?
Who's in charge of the studio?
Who's they?
This week.
I'm also gonna say a frog, because frogs are adorable. And what do I got? One more. Yeah, that's the little bastard. And two more.
Aye, frog.
Duck.
A duck.
That's a good call.
A duck's a good one.
And I guess my final baby animal, we'll do this one for Lindsay, penguin.
That's a good call, too.
Yeah.
All right, here we go. Parker. And I could just go Parker, and leave it at that. But Parker's number one on the list. He's probably freaking out upstairs right now because he can probably hear me doing that. The Quokka. You guys seen these guys? I got you, Kaz.
It's Quokkas.
Quokka.
Oh, that's a freaky looking thing.
They grin. Everything. They have no natural predators, and so they constantly look like they're smiling, and they come up and like hang out with people who want to take pictures with them.
Hold up, is that a real animal?
Parker, that's a real animal.
No, that's not. That's CG.
That's not it.
That's clearly a puppet.
Hang on.
That's the thing that's not real.
Also, I was just informed by Lindsay that she was supposed to get out in about 15 minutes. She's now getting out in about three.
We gotta make this quick. That's make it quick. He looks like that.
That's more realistic.
They're indigenous to Australia. They're kind of like the size of a domestic cat.
Shit.
That's like a little marsupial of sorts.
Is it too late for me to change my answer to that fox?
No, do it.
Hey, the fox is a good choice, though. Yeah. Fox is a good choice.
I'm also going to add, and you're going to laugh, but bear with me, the dick. D-I-K-D-I-K. They look like this. Trying to send it. My files are too powerful.
Hunter, I'm well aware of what a dick looks like.
Okay. Bet you are.
Legitimately. I actually do know. I think I've seen dick dicks. Dicks are cute.
I'm sending it for Kaz's sake. Okay. I guess I had too big a file.
Oh, there. You mean old Rosy Nose drunk boy?
There he is.
Hey, I'm handling this well.
I'm going to put a red panda in there as well, where they do their little, they get all excited and run around.
Hunter, Michaela lost it when you said dick.
Of course.
there's always one.
For the fifth one, because we got to wrap this up, I'm just going to bring Parker back. Parker when he was little and Parker now.
Parker is dominant, I hear. Kaz, real quick.
It's the circle of Parker life.
Give me five and then I got to roll.
Why do I got to do it five? Okay, here, this turtle. That he's pretty cool.
that specific turtle. All other turtles can fuck off.
turtles. This panda right here. All the others, fuck them.
Fuck you, pandas.
That's not even real.
No,
that's
shut
a
up.
Fucking dog. Is that a dog with a panda hood? What is
that? That's a dog.
You drunk motherfucker.
This koala. He's a good koala.
Oh my god.
I think his name is Phil.
Phil.
Hold on.
This is just... Now I just want to get Kaz drunk and take him to the zoo.
These are really cute.
That's a good koala right here. I think his name is Phil.
Kaz, that's a deer of some kind. Anyway.
That's not a deer. That is a pig.
A puppy and a pig.
And an animal. A dog.
And an animal.
And then this really cool-ass fucking dude right here. I like this guy. That one.
Okay. Seal.
Next time, I should have put a fucking picture of Baby Yoda up and said this one. And Kaz would have just went with it. Yeah, man. It's adorable.
It's extremely adorable.
It's so cute. What is that? I don't know. No one knows. Man. No one knows. They're very.
Well, with that in mind, we got to bring up Baby Yoda.
Yeah, he's a cute little baby, isn't he? That's a cute little animal.
So you asked the cute animals, and I gave you my five. Ooh.
All right, plus we're, one.
I even got a bonus.
We're done. We're done. I have to go. Someone fuck it. Kaz, the bar is closed. It's done.
The balcony is closed.
All right, guys, we're going to get out of here. That is it. Fuck. We're torching this show. This show never existed. Hey, none of us were ever here.
No. We had a monumental week. I said it before. We got a Horse Time logo or mascot puppet. We sold a book.
Sold a fucking book. Sold Who can book. Say that? It ain't even our book, and we sold it.
The author couldn't say it until tonight. Anyway.
and hopefully not, because he won't find out.
All right, guys, that's going to do it for us tonight. We're going to be back on Monday with an all-new show. And then Tuesday, it's PZ85 Plays, Hunter.
That's right. Now, we should mention in advance this time, though. We know for sure we are playing the show proper Sunday at 2 o'clock.
Sunday so at 2.
If you wanted to watch along originally, like as it's happening in the moment, Sunday at 2 p.m., yep. And then the podcast will be up on Tuesday night.
Exactly. Wednesday, all new Pro Wrestling Unscripted. Thursday, it's another After Dark. And then Friday, once again, it's Horse Time. And Kaz will be three sheets to the wind. So, thank you guys for tuning in. Until next time, we love you very, very much. Send in that artwork. Continue to worship us. We really appreciate it. And that's going to do it for us. Hunter, because I don't trust Kaz to get the words right. Take us out.
The forging of the Village Bicycle. Later.